Lead student occupation ends after management agrees to meet unions. Oisin Duncan, lead Socialist Party leads University Vice Chancellor Simone Buttigieg has finally agreed to meet with UQ and Unison unions. Students occupied the Vice Chancellor's office for more than 100 hours, demanding Buttigieg meet with the unions. In response to the UQ's marking boycott, the university secretary threatened to deduct entire salaries for any staff taking part. While clearly part of the Vice Chancellor's duties, Buttigieg had refused to meet them, prolonging the UQ's Four Fights campaign and Unison struggle for a pay rise. In a video, released by the occupiers on Twitter, Buttigieg demonstrated the arrogant attitude of Leeds Uni management, unsurprising given their six-figure salaries. It remains to be seen whether the Vice Chancellor will simply ignore what the unions have to say. Nevertheless, this occupation provides an example of how students can unite with staff to fight for a fairer, more democratic education system. The next step is to build on the occupation and the rallies organized in support and convince more students to support UQ and Unison in their industrial action. Socialist students will continue to support these efforts while making the case for a fully funded, democratically controlled higher education system that works for all, not just university managers and big business.